Part 1. Chapter 1. Copenhagen, Denmark. Thursday, June 22nd, the present. 2:50 p.m. Cotton Malone spotted the knife at the same time he saw Stephanie Nell. He was sitting at a table outside the busy Café Nikolai. The café was doing its usual brisk business, the mood feverish, and for the past half hour, he'd been waiting for Stephanie. She was a petite woman, in her 60s, but she never confirmed her age. Her pale blue eyes offered both the compassionate look of a liberal and the fiery glint of a prosecutor. Two presidents had tried to make her attorney general, but she'd turned both offers down. In contrast, the man with the knife was short and stout, with brush-cut hair. He wore a blood-red jacket. He thought of shouting a warning, but Stephanie was too far away. Malone watched as the man severed a strap that draped her shoulder, jerked a bag free, then shoved her to the flagstones. A commotion erupted. Red Jacket rushed ahead. Malone bounded from the table, determined to cut off the assailant. He sprinted forward, partially orbiting a fountain before tackling his prey. They slammed into hard stone, and Red Jacket brought a knee into Malone's stomach. Red Jacket sprang to his feet and raced away. Malone stood and sucked a couple of shallow breaths. Damn, he was out of practice. He caught hold of himself and resumed pursuit. His chest burned, but he was closing the gap. Red Jacket launched a vendor's flower cart in his direction. Malone hated the vendors who enjoyed blocking his bookshop. He stopped the cart's advance, then glanced back and saw Stephanie round the corner with a policeman, but he had no time to wait. Malone dashed ahead. His thighs ached, the muscles barely recalling his days with the Navy and the Justice Department. After a year of voluntary retirement, his exercise regimen would not impress his former employer. Ahead loomed the round tower. The cylindrical structure rose 9 stories. Police cars appeared. Red Jacket scampered and disappeared inside the tower. What was the fool doing? There was no way out besides the ground floor portal. Malone ran to the entrance and followed him up a spiral causeway toward the summit. The exit onto the roof platform was just a few feet away. He crept forward through an archway. An octagonal observatory rose in the center. Beyond a low railing loomed the city's red-tiled rooftops. He rounded the platform and found an elderly man lying prone. Behind the body, Red Jacket stood with a knife to an older woman's throat. "Keep still," Malone said to her in Danish. He studied Red Jacket. A haunted look was there in almost mournful eyes. Footfalls from below signaled that the police would arrive in a few moments. "How about you cool down?" he asked, trying English. The man understood, but the knife stayed in place. "Put the knife down. There's no way out." Red Jacket looked to the sky, then refocused on Malone. What was this? A purse snatcher who flees to the top of a 100-foot tower with nowhere to go? "The police are here." Red Jacket backed against the waist-high outer railing. Nothing beyond him and his hostage but air. The eyes lost their panic, and a sudden calm swept over the man. He shoved the woman forward. Red Jacket made the sign of the cross, and with Stephanie's bag in hand, pivoted out over the railing, screamed one word, "Beau séant," then slashed the knife across his throat as his body plunged to the street. Malone rushed to the rail. Red Jacket lay sprawled 100 feet below. Why did he jump? He saw Stephanie elbowing her way through the growing crowd. Her bag lay a few feet from the dead man. She yanked it up. He followed her with his gaze as she scuttled away. He shook his head at her hasty retreat and muttered, "What the hell?"